This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
TV rules, you got to go put a photo of your mom up on social media. So I found a picture of a mom on the wedding day. I think it's the last time I saw my mom and dad smiling together. Anyway, it was 1964. I hope you guys had a great... Well, you know the story. If you don't know, we got 5 days, Abe. I'll fill you in. I had more fun. I'm the only kid in America who was upset his parents got back together. But enough about me. What are the Saints going to do? Because as Falcon fans, we've had enough heartbreak down there in the Big Easy. We turn to like Pat O'Brien's. We get a couple of hurricanes. We get on the plane. We're rocked flying back on a Sunday night. Hopefully that won't be the case this year. Let's find out what's going on down in the Big Easy with Catherine Terrell from ESPN. She covers the Saints. She comes highly recommended by Todd Graffinini, by the way. We won't hold that against you, Catherine, that you know Todd. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I know Graf's listening right now, so, you know, if Graf says to go on with y'all, of course I have to do it.
Right. Well, by the way, Graf, I got a sidebar on this one, Catherine. When Katrina hit, Graf was on my couch in my old apartment in Buckhead for 3 weeks. And I got to tell you, I think I was still finding cigarette butts, like, you know, months later. Anyway, enough about Graf.
And you're still friends.
Exactly. And for those who don't know, Todd is the voice of the Pelicans, longtime voice of Tulane. Catherine, was it surprising to you that Derek Carr announces his retirement?
I was surprised at the timing. I really thought this thing would drag on through at least June or July. I thought that it would probably ultimately end with some sort of agreement that Carr would go on IR. I guess I was just surprised that, you know, an hour before rookie camp, it's kind of like, okay, well, he's retiring and this whole saga is done. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more twists and turns to it, you know, in the next few weeks as more information comes out. But it definitely has been one of the weirder months in recent Saints history. That's saying a lot.
Mm. Who do you think's happier with how it played out money-wise? Obviously, Carr is giving up $30 million but taking $10 million and the Saints the inverse. And are both sides happy with that? Or are you surprised it came that easily for both teams for both sides to agree?
I mean, I think they have to be. You know, first of all, Carr gets $10 million to not play. And the Saints basically get to figure out their cap problems all in one, you know, one swoop. So I think it worked out great for both of them because the Saints are going to have to deal with the fallout of the Carr cap situation next year. But as far as this year goes, I think it's essentially a wash and they don't lose $40 million, which obviously, you know, they would have gotten out of it salary cap wise, but that would have been a tough pill to swallow even for a billion-dollar organization.
It's a Catherine Terrell with us guys from down in New Orleans talking about the Saints as we've been previewing all of our buddies. Talk to Rick Stroud in Tampa, Joe Person, all our buddies about all the teams in the division. So let's start with you guys and the Shedeur Sanders thing. I know we can talk to anybody else about it because everyone else passed. But I really thought with Kellen Moore, it just seemed like, wow, it just fell in your lap and you guys didn't want it either.
You know, in the weeks leading up to the draft, just all the things I was hearing was that it wasn't going to be Sanders. It definitely seemed like the Saints were going to take a quarterback, but I honestly did not think they were going to take a quarterback at 9. I thought they'd pass. And so the way it kind of played out makes a lot of sense to me. They really needed an offensive lineman. I just don't think they felt good enough about any option at 9 to take a quarterback there. But, yeah, it was interesting. If you want to talk about shocking, I definitely did not expect Sanders to fall as far as he did. That shocked me.
With Tyler Shuck, and obviously he's going to be involved in a quarterback competition with Spencer Rattler, who we've seen a little bit of, and Jay Kaner, who we've seen a little bit of, how much of his decision to be drafted there was probably them preparing for Carr actually being out? I know this kind of came a little bit late in terms of the timeline for what was going on with his shoulder, but they had to know pretty well that he was not going to start this season and plan for that with a second-round pick.
I honestly don't think the decision to draft a quarterback really had anything to do with Carr at all. I think you could kind of read the writing on the wall pretty early. When you go back to Kellen Moore's first press conference all the way back in February, we gave him a lot of chances to commit to Derek Carr being the starter, and he just didn't do it. Now, they kind of changed their tune in the following weeks and seemed to be more behind Carr as the starter. But I thought that said a lot, at least to me. And it always seemed like Moore was going to want to get his guy, whether that was in this draft or our next draft. It just made it feel like to me that Carr's time with the Saints was short-lived. So I don't think that they panicked because of Carr and took a quarterback because of the injury. But I do think it was something they were always thinking about, even if it wasn't necessarily with the ninth pick.
From New Orleans, it's Catherine Terrell, guys. You can follow her, Cat Terrell, by the way, see what's going on with New Orleans. I think, Catherine, it's the best rivalry in the NFL. With all due respect to the Bears and the Packers, I've always said this is a rivalry that's got some hot sauce on it. You know, two great fan bases, the trash talking. Even when either team is terrible, it's still a great game and a lot of fun. So it was kind of interesting for us. We find Jalen Walker falls to us. We didn't think we'd get him in a million years. And a guy that he beat like a government mule gets drafted by you guys, and that's Kelvin Banks out of Texas. So was it just kind of, you had so many needs, you said go with a steady piece and then shore up the offensive line, that's why they chose him?
Yeah, I think that when you look back at the Saints' 2024 season, offensive line was the biggest problem. Injuries was one issue, but it just certainly felt like Trevor Penning wasn't going to be the answer. And so they were looking for someone going forward that could man the tackle position. I think that's why they didn't pick up Trevor Penning's fifth-year option. Now, the interesting thing, for, at least for Saints fans, will be whether he plays on the left or the right side. But to your other point, I agree. I covered the Bengals for 3 years, and I thought the Bengals-Steelers rivalry was always really interesting to cover. But it's very different from the Saints-Falcons rivalry, which I always call the pettiest rivalry in the NFL. I think it's so fun, and I always look forward to those games every single year because it's always something weird that happens or happens around game time. So it's great.
And Catherine, what are the first-year expectations for Kellen Moore? Because obviously you're going to be playing with a quarterback in either Tyler Shuck, that rookie and has a long way to go, or quite frankly, Rattler and Jay Kaner, which just aren't it. What's the understanding of what this year could be for the first-year head coach?
I honestly think that Derek Carr retiring almost gives this coaching staff like a strike through if it doesn't work out this year. I feel like the front office isn't going to look at this year, and if it's a failure, say this is a reflection on the coaching staff, they're probably going to say it's a reflection of the circumstances. So in that regard, I don't think expectations are super high this year. I mean, first of all, you look at the defense. There's an aging roster on the defensive side. Offensively, I think they need more playmakers. And then you don't know what you're going to get with a young quarterback. So there's a lot of question marks surrounding this team this year. And plus, you look at, like you said, you know, a first-year head coach, a very young head coach, you truly don't know what this team is capable of. So I think, honestly, if the team shows potential heading into 2026 and they seem to be trending in the right direction, I think that would be enough for this fan base going forward. But yeah, right now, I don't think people are looking at this team and, you know, saying it's a playoff team.
You added Chase Young. I know that for years, and we have guys that just live in our backfield, and Cameron Jordan's been one of those guys. It always seems like he loves to beat up on us with relish. So, I mean, we've got to protect Michael Penix Jr. this year. Obviously, we feel pretty good about our offensive side, but do you feel we'll have a pretty good time against that defense this year?
Yeah, actually, Cam Jordan just celebrated Cam Jordan Day, and they made sure to mention how many times he sacked Matt Ryan. You can't talk about Cam Jordan without Matt Ryan, right? But with Chase Young, I think the biggest question last year was, is he going to get through the season with his injury history? And then that quietly went away. I mean, his whole contract was structured in case he had an injury issue, so they wouldn't have to you know, gamble all that money on him. And no, I mean, that was not a problem at all. I think the next thing for Chase Young is, can he take a step forward? I think there's still a lot of questions about this defensive line, and it really is about, can Chase Young and also Carl Granderson, you know, move forward? Because Cam Jordan is not getting any younger, and I don't think that there's that many years left for Cam Jordan. So can they find the next Cam Jordan? They haven't done that yet, but they definitely have tried, and I think they're still searching. So maybe they're betting on, you know, Young kind of takes that mantle. He's only 26.
Right.
I'm going to be honest here, Captain. I think there's a real chance for New Orleans to be at the top of the draft again next year. I just don't believe much in what they have. I do like Kellen Moore, but the quarterback thing is a real issue for me, along with some other concerns I would have. Do you think drafting Tyler Shuck at the second round this year is a preventative measure for them potentially taking quarterback if they're in the top five, top seven next year?
Well, I mean, I guess you say the Saints are holding out for Arch Manning, but, you know, Arch Manning might not be there at all next year. He might still be in college. So I think that they just like Chuck, and, you know, they're taking a chance with him, and maybe it turns out that they haven't been shy about drafting quarterbacks lately. Now, granted, not that high, but the Saints have drafted quarterbacks in the last three drafts, which for them, they had the luxury of having Drew Brees for so many years, and they never really had to worry about that. So, you know, I think that I'm going to assume that Chuck ends up winning the starting job this year. I mean, as everyone has said ad nauseum this offseason, Chuck is an older rookie, so they're going to want to get him on the field as quickly as they can. And so I think this year we're probably going to get to see, is he the real deal? And if it's not working out, then why not look at the quarterbacks in next year's draft? I mean, I don't think that was a crazy pick, but I know there are, you know, there is a portion of the fan base that is saying, like, why draft a quarterback when you have so many other needs? You know, wide receiver, again, being a big need going forward.
Right.
But, you know, they're trying to do things differently this year under Kellen Moore than the way they did it under Allen or Peyton.
Right.
Mickey Loomis. Draft, they didn't actually make a trade. They never do that.
No. Mickey Loomis, that never has cap space, always seems to find a way, because we'd love to have you guys take Cousins off our hands. We can then hit him like a pinata. It is, guys, a breakdown of the Saints with Catherine Terrell from ESPN down in New Orleans. Catherine, we do this with all our experts to come on from Charlotte and Rick Stroud, our buddy in Tampa. We had Michael Kay on last week with the Charlotte Observer. Let's get your view of the Falcons. What do you think of the Falcons this year, and what are your projections? What do you think when I say Falcons?
I just think this NFC South as a whole continues to just kind of be like a division where they're all just like, everyone's okay. Like, no one has taken this division and ran with it in how many years? I mean, I know, you know, the Bucs have had success, but I do feel like the last few years, this division is just like a race to the middle. so, you know, with that being said, I'm definitely interested to see what the Falcons do this year, especially after, you know, some of their draft picks. I think they had an interesting draft. I feel like, you know, they kind of gave up a lot for their first round pick. How is that going to help them going forward? I don't know, but I'm interested to see. And I know that's kind of a vague answer because it's so early, and I just feel like, again, no one has taken this division and kind of ran with it this early on in the offseason. So I don't know. Maybe it's another race to the middle for everyone this year, but we'll see.
Hey, Catherine, final question for me, and we really do appreciate your time here. But Derek Carr is just 34. If he gets this shoulder figured out and fixed up, do you think he stays retired, or is there a chance that he could come back? And if so, is he clear of the Saints, or do they still hold some sort of contract there?
The Saints hold his rights through the 2026 season, and that's the big question that I've been asked by a lot of people. So what happens if he unretires? I mean, there would be cap implications to that. Right. I think if he retires and decides next offseason he's coming back, then he can't just play for whoever he wants. I guess that he would – the question is
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Would he be able to wait that out, or would the Saints hold his rights kind of like frozen in time? I don't have an answer to that yet. I know I should off the top of my head, but even if you're getting to that scenario, they put in the statement that he has a degenerative rotator cuff issue. So that alone would probably scare off teams with his age and all of that. I think that if he was planning to retire, they probably wouldn't put that language in the statement, but it just kind of makes the whole situation all the more intriguing.
Right.
Is this really over for Derek Carr, or if he sits a year out and feels better and waives his no trade clause, do the Saints send him somewhere else since they still have the rights? I think we might still be talking about this next year, but for now, I guess you just have to take it at face value that, you know, he really is done.
Right. He always seemed like a good dude. I felt bad for the guy in Vegas because he seemed like the one guy that cared, you know, and then, you know, it just everything kind of goes south and Josh McDaniels comes in and then next thing you know, he's just one of these dudes who's kind of bouncing around. Hey, we do appreciate the time. We'll see you down in New Orleans and we'll find out when we see you in a couple of days here with the schedule release. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, as always, I can't wait for that matchup. It's always a good one, and I'm looking forward to it.
Cool beans, man. Thanks again. That's Catherine Terrell, guys, from ESPN down in NOLA. And again, kind of cool to get the vibe, as she said, not impressed from down in. And why would anyone in New Orleans be impressed by what we've done? Not like we would be impressed, as Carl and I always crap on New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.